be ready. The emphasis is on the need to end each day of our lives and to anticipate each moment of our lives, that Jesus is coming, and to make all things ready for that coming. The decks must be cleared, the path must be laid out, there must be no unconfessed sins. And in the various sections, different aspects of Christian life are emphasized with this one thrust. They contribute to getting us ready and keeping us ready for the second coming of Christ. The present condition of the church. Both the Old Testament and the New emphasize that unregenerate man is without hope apart from Christ. Isaiah emphasized that we all are as an unclean thing. Our very righteousnesses are as filthy rags. The filthy rags have to do with clothing, and the idea of clothing flips our minds back to the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve's attempt to cover their naked sinfulness by fig leaf garments. Man's efforts to appear right before God ever since that tragic fall in the Garden of Eden have proved futile. His best efforts, his best covering, are represented in the scriptures as filthy rags. Part number one, a message of love. The angel of the church of Laodicea is addressed by the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the first cause of the creation of God. The angel of the church, of course, stands for the ministry of the church, the leadership of the church. And God, through the leadership, would address his special appeal to the rank and file of the members of the congregation. So the ministry are first called upon. The church, the ecclesia, the called out ones who have formed a circle with Christ at the center, are called Laodiceans. Laos means people, and the last part of it comes from the same root as the verb indict, or judge, or condemn. It's the judgment-bound church. It's the ministry of the judgment-bound church to whom the message is directed by the Amen. Amen is an Old Testament title for God. He is the great establisher. Amen means so let it be. El Amen is the great establisher, the validator, the confirmer of all the purposes of God. The faithful and true witness. A witness appears in a court of law. The first time we read the word Amen, it's also in connection with the court of law. The woman accused by her husband of unfaithfulness must say Amen and Amen to all the charges made and all the threatenings directed to her. So both the pictures of Amen and faithful and true witness have to do with a court of law. The beginning of the creation of God, this word beginning is the first cause. Jesus Christ is the first cause. Jesus Christ is the faithful and true witness. Jesus Christ is the Amen. And he approaches the church of Laodicea with the words, I know. There is nothing hidden from the eyes of the one who created all things and the one who at the end is the establisher of all God's purposes as judge and witness. I know all about you. Part number two, lukewarmness. Thou art neither cold nor hot. These two words, cold and hot, describe states of feeling. If the weather is very hot, no human being is content to stay there. He moves into the shade. If there is water available, he goes for a swim. If he can turn his air conditioner on, he does so. When a person is very cold, he also does something about it. So, cold and hot are states of being that generally induce a desire to change. The trouble with the Church of the Laodiceans is that they are neither cold nor hot. They neither have the coldness of indifference or hatred or hostility, nor have they the heat of zeal and enthusiasm. That is their condition. It's one of contentment with their lot. They are not feeling dissatisfied, discontented, longing for a change, feeling for something better and beyond themselves. And so God is displeased with them. Part number 3, thou art lukewarm, and I will spew thee out of my mouth. Just outside the city of Laodicea, up one of the hills, is a thermal spring in a little suburb of ancient Laodicea called Hierapolis. This thermal spring comes out of the side of the hill and through the millennia has deposited a great amount of material that formed a kind of a shelf, like a bracket fungus. We see some of this deposit in Yellowstone and other areas of thermal activity. As this spring bubbles out of the side of the hill, it forms a little lake, and it's the overflow of this lake that makes the deposit and then goes down into the valley below. The temperature of this water is about 96 degrees, summer and winter. I had a swim in it several years ago and decided to taste it, so I got a mouthful. And then I felt around to find a verbal description of what the taste of this lukewarm water was like, and concluded the best description would be Alka-Seltzer spiked with gasoline. And you get a mouthful of this lukewarm, horrible-tasting water, and you want to do exactly what the faithful and true witness said he would do, spew out of the mouth. It's neither hot nor cold. It's not refreshing. It's not salubrious. It's most unpleasant. And this is the way Jesus Christ describes the self-satisfied section of the Laodicean church. Part number 4. He then describes their condition. Thou sayest, they are ready to verbalize, they are ready to indulge in self-analysis. I am rich and increased with goods, just like the rich farmer Christ spoke about. I have got plenty of money. I am loaded. I have need of nothing. I've got all kinds of insurance policies that will take care of every eventuality in my life. But the true witness testifies, thou art wretched, wretched, miserable. Wretched is outward. The clothes are filthy, the house is evil. Miserable is an inner state, and poor and blind and naked. Poverty, the complete absence of faith that is the gold currency of the kingdom of God. Blind, the complete absence of the long view. 2 Peter chapter 1, those who do not add are blind and cannot see afar off. They are myopic. It's the word that is used by Peter. They're short-sighted. They have no long view of life. and naked. That is, they are unclothed with the righteousness of Christ. The message to the Laodiceans also applies to the five foolish virgins, Christ said, the self-satisfied, unprepared. Part number 5. Christ is at the door of the heart. I stand at the door and knock. How does he knock? He knocks through his word, he knocks through the inner voice of the Holy Spirit, he knocks through friends, he knocks through preachers, he knocks through literature and colporteurs, he knocks through the circumstances of life. There are 1,000 ways by which he seeks to get our attention. If any man hear, now the sheep hear the voice, but it's up to us to hear. The option to open the door is left to us. The voice is sounding. We can do what Adam and Eve did when the voice of God sounded in the cool of the day. We can run away. We can stop our ears, as did the members of the Sanhedrin when Stephen appealed to them and knocked at the door of their heart. Or we can open the door and let him in. And Jesus is ready to come in and join with us in the closest fellowship. He will sup with us. Not only will he sup with us, but he will give us the bread and the wine of his own life and spirit. Part number 6. He that hath an ear, let him hear. When Jesus gave the parables, he says, any man that has ears to hear. Now it's reduced to one ear. If you have an ear to hear, let him hear. This message is a urgent message from Christ himself, personal, close, intimate. It's one that clearly shows our state and gives to us alternatives. The option is left with us. Jesus is ready to come in and by his life within us, get us ready and keep us ready.